stomping ground, I have to say. I grew up down there, but certainly didn't grow up around the luxury of the likes of Cape Kidnappers Lodge.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it was a funny old beach when I was growing up at Tiawonga. In fact, my family had a beach house there, and it did fall into the sea. So that's the kind of beach that you have down there. And then suddenly there's this massive lodge.
We'll get to this in a moment. First, can I just say Hawke's Bay, one of my favourite places. First thing I ever learnt when I was on radio was never say it's the Hawke's Bay. Say and you are dead meat. So it's just plain Hawke's Bay.
And my dad will correct you every time.
Yeah, Hawke's. No, the. And also, it's not Havelock North, it's Havelock North.
Correct.
So there we go. Just I had to get that over and done with. But you have been at Cape Kidnappers. Now, this has been developed by Julian Robertson, the American multimillionaire, who's also gifted a lot of art to the Auckland City Art Gallery. And he's made a magnificent golf course there. And you've been.
He has. Well, firstly, I did a bit of research about Julian Robertson for my blog, and he's been made an honorary Knight of New Zealand for his services to business and philanthropy, and the art that you just talked about that he and his late wife are going to be donating on their deaths is worth $115 million, and it's Picasso and Monet, and we're going to get all that, more than the whole art gallery expansion cost, I have to say.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing family, yeah. So this is an old sheep station. In fact, it's still a working sheep station, Clifton Station, and it's 6,000 acres, and he's put this beautiful lodge on there. There's only 24 suites. And then, of course, the stunning golf course, which I'm not a golfer, so I'm not even going to pretend to say that I know what it's like, but my dad has told me that he lost about 17 balls and he doesn't want to play it again. It's far too challenging for your average punter, I think.
It's very hilly, isn't it? It's up at the top of mountains, basically.
It's over the cliffs, exactly, and it looks out over Hawke's Bay, the most stunning golf course. In fact, it's voted in the top 100 of the world. I think it was voted at number 33 of the world's best golf courses. It's outstanding.
Okay, now the lodge, can you give us, have you got a room rate?
Oh my goodness, well the room rate, I can tell you what, they've got a special event coming up, so you can do, you know, sort of casual room rates, which is what I did, but they've got an event coming up next month, and so if you're into your chefs and your wine-matched food nights, then the chef Tetsuya Wakuda is coming out from Sydney. Now, I'll give you a room rate on this. You're going to get two nights. You'll get his cooking, and you'll get another three-course meal the following night, or five courses, or whatever. You'll get breakfast. You'll get everything laid on. But it's for people who don't know that there was a recession. It's about $1,200 per person for the weekend.
Oh, yes. I'll take four seats. That's
you'll
fantastic. Yeah, I'll be there, absolutely.
That's the lodge, Andrew. And, you know, I'm just going to say sneakily, while no one's listening, I actually asked them, I said, do people just buzz the gate and, you know, like run off like a doorbell ringer? And she said, well, actually, not so much, because the gates are a little bit intimidating. But if they do buzz the gates, they don't mind people coming up to have a bit of a look.
Oh, good.
So just sneakily, it is about an 11-kilometre driveway to the lodge, past a river, pine trees, and it's as I said, it's a working farm, so you'll go through stock, you'll have to stop for them while they walk past your car, and then you get to this lodge, which is breathtaking. Beautiful stonework, Colin McCann paintings, fresh flowers just dotted around the rooms, open fireplaces. I counted at least five.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. Have you got photographs on you? I hope you've got photographs on your blog.
A whole photo shoot
on my blog.
Of sneak peek inside Cape Kidnappers.
Okay, Cape Kidnappers is on bloggeratlarge.com. Megan Singleton, thanks for your time today. Murray Deeker and George Hannah Astor to come.